This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now for Today on Twitter. What happens when your favorite TV shows leave streaming platforms? Because apparently the answer is everybody starts yelling on Twitter, which is what it looks like today.
I'm not even surprised. I mean, I'm not yelling, but I must confess I often feel a certain amount of sadness or wistfulness when I realize this is going to happen. So all of this is because starting from the 1st of January 2022, Netflix is removing some much-loved fan favorite shows from their rotation, including How I Met Your Mother, New Girl, Grey's Anatomy, Me and Modern Family. Now, just those titles, I think, should give you an indication. These are highly bingeable shows, largely shows they've all ended, right? New Girl has ended too, hasn't it?
It's all ended,
yeah,
yes.
So
not Grace, sorry.
Grace, of course. Grace has never ended and doesn't seem like it will. But point being, they've got a huge back catalogue of shows, bingeable, huge fan bases. Worth saying that sometimes the reasons why this happens isn't always clear to us as an audience, but generally, Netflix licenses TV shows and movies from different producers and studios around the world. And when a license is about to expire, Netflix then needs to think about whether the rights to that title is still available, how popular it is, and how much it costs to keep it, as well as various seasonal and regional factors. So that's what happens when a show decides to leave. Sometimes it just doesn't, these fits don't happen.
Yes, sometimes it's no longer available to be renewed, which is something that I think we can mention, because essentially all these shows that are leaving Netflix are actually going to be available on Disney Plus Hotstar, essentially all of them. So I think that that's probably what it looks like, although it doesn't help with the going back to the aforementioned yelling, because just because you know the logical reason for why it might be happening doesn't mean you have to be happy about it. And that's definitely the tone that's coming through. The words that were trending, by the way, that led to us talking about this today were Modern Family and HIMYM, or H-I-M-Y-M, How I Met Your Mother. And those are the two, I think, that are particularly getting a lot of attention. Some New Girl stans who are a little bit worried about it all, but mostly it's How I Met Your Mother and Modern Family. And I think that that speaks to something that we've talked about on the show before here, as well as on Popcorn Culture, which is the comfort factor of sitcoms. There is something to be said about, well, sitcoms and elevated soap operas, which Grace basically is, right? Where there is a comfort in being among characters that you know and love, at the end of a busy day, being able to come home and just do nothing but watch Barney Stinson or watch Ted haplessly trying to date his way through New York. Whether or not I still watch and love those shows, I have definitely rewatched many of them. I've fallen into the pattern of going, you know what? Yeah, I just want something that will be enjoyable, but that my mind doesn't have to work for. And that's where the binge-watching rewatchability of favorites comes in. And I think that's what's driving a lot of the grief.
This actually reminds me of the low-key panic that happened when we thought Friends was leaving one of the streaming platforms, and everyone was like, oh my God, I'll never get to rewatch. Because Friends, of course, is one of those that such high rewatchability, right? Like people rewatch favorite episodes, they just put it on as background noise. I'm definitely with you, Lynn. There are some shows off the top of my head. I'm just thinking of Seinfeld, which recently made its way to Netflix, and I'm sort of powering my way through the back catalogue. But Friends, certainly, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They're just comfort watches for me. I put them on, I can have dinner, I can cook. I have some friends with whom, you know, sometimes our friend time is chilling out, you know, having a nice meal and watching Modern Family. So I totally get it. And I think if you look at the tweets that are up on up about this, they'll also reflect the same kind of high emotionality that we're talking about here. So we have, for instance, Marisa Musa, who says, never remove Modern Family. What is wrong with you? No, no.
In all caps, by the way.
All caps. Chap Winnett says, but I love Modern Family so much. I watch that series every day. And then multiple crying emojis.
Yes. Meanwhile, we also have another How I Met Your Mother fan with Ems Draper saying, excuse me, never remove himim. It's like the best background TV for work, pick-me-ups before work and after work. Sorry, work's coming up a lot. Chill TV sesh, basically, how will I adult without it? And then we have this one from Sarah, which really made me laugh, saying, Riverdale bodo tu tak nak pulak remove, followed by the loudly crying emoji face. And I think that, yeah, so no disrespect to Riverdale, but this, I think, speaks to the next thing that I wanted to bring up, which is, what is the value of streaming platforms for us, really? And if we divorce it from the pandemic a bit, because the pandemic, of course, meant that we got a lot of big releases on streaming, or very quickly on streaming, because distributors simply had no choice. They had to go there, or else they're just, nobody's going to watch it. They're not going to make any money. And so, yes, to a degree, maybe we're primed to watch new stuff on streaming platforms now. But I will say that for me, I haven't really been excited by very many Netflix original drops. When Red Notice was all over the place, I thought, yeah, okay. But I wasn't as excited for it as if you were to tell me that Seinfeld, for example, is coming on. The feeling is just completely different. I tend to use my streaming platforms more for binging old things than for anticipating new things.
I think it's got to do with growing up without that luxury as well, because there's so many shows that you only watched when they were on TV. You watch them once a week. If you missed an episode, you miss it. If it doesn't come through, you never watched it. So shows like Seinfeld and even some episodes of Friends, until the days of DVD box sets became a thing, I never watched them. And now being able to pick and choose through like hundreds of episodes, it's such a joy. Sometimes it's the joy of being able to pick that one episode that, you know, the pivot episode or whatever, and you get to watch it. Or sometimes it's just letting a season run and noticing the, you know, ups and downs of the storyline that you never realized before. I love that that's one of the components that streaming platforms have allowed us. A friend recently told me how X-Files is now available on one of the platforms, and I'm so excited because I haven't rewatched X-Files since it ended on TV.
Yeah, not to continue dunking on Netflix, that's the one that's seeing these shows leave. But the show that I rewatch often, and I've talked about this before, is The Office. And The Office is available on Amazon Prime. So I think when it comes to rewatchability and binging, the sad fact of modern life is that if you want to have access to everything legally, you are going to end up with a bunch of different subscriptions, which it appears is the case here, right? For people who miss How I Met Your Mother or Modern Family, there is still the option. It's just not going to be on Netflix, or at least not for the time being. But yeah, we're talking today about how on today on Twitter, people are mourning their favorite TV shows leaving streaming platforms. Specifically, the grief is focusing on How I Met Your Mother and Modern Family, all seasons not being available on Netflix starting from January 2022, so in just a month. And we would like to hear from you. How are you feeling about this? But also, what do you enjoy watching on streaming platforms? Is it the new stuff or is it the old stuff? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you are listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And just looking at the messages that we've been getting for today on Twitter, so there has been much rending of garments today because Netflix has announced that some fan favorites are leaving the platform at the start of next year. So How I Met Your Mother, Modern Family, Grey's Anatomy, New Girl. So those are the shows that are trending. And we've been asking you, with that in mind, and considering binging habits, what do you actually enjoy watching on streaming platforms, right? Is it the new stuff or the old stuff? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we have some messages.
So this one I actually quite like. Anne says they should bring P. Ramlee to Netflix. I mean, I'd say to any platform, really, I would love to see a P. Ramlee back catalogue.
I actually really enjoy whenever the platforms in general bring up older older movies and older sitcoms, especially Malaysian movies, mm-hmm. Malaysian sitcoms. It just makes me really, really happy. And also sometimes gives access to watch something in better quality than we might have been used to. We also have Azpa, who says, "Hey, leave Riverdale alone."
It wasn't us. It wasn't us, to be clear. It was a tweet.
I haven't actually watched it. So I really am literally leaving it alone. I've never actually bothered with it. Meanwhile, Victor says, "Golden Girls, Wonder Years, lots of warmth." So definitely in the old stuff camp.
And the warmth thing is actually really key, because I think one thing that comes through in a lot of these is it's really that warm and cozy feeling of watching something that perhaps reminds you of a simpler time. We have Natasha who says, "Nah, not a fan of these shows. Haven't watched Grey's since they practice nepotism so blatantly. All I need is friends. I can watch app of the Eppies."
I think episode after episode.
Ah, I see. Mm. There you go. Typo. "I can watch episode after episode while I'm doing my chores and as background noise, but I'm still able to laugh as I respond to memorable scenes as though I'm glued to my screens." Natasha, I wanted to say I can say lines while I'm not looking at the screen, but I did want to ask, nepotism on screen in Grey's or behind the scenes? Because I think both happens.
Yeah, that's the thing. On the subject of friends, sometimes I treat sitcoms and rewatching like a podcast, in the sense that I really just put them on and I feel echoes of what's happening on screen, you know, so when Ross and Rachel take a break, or when there's heartbreak, when there's triumph, I feel it, but kind of a distant echo from it, of it, as opposed to when you're watching the thing itself and you're feeling all these massive ups and downs, right? And there is, again, I can't say this enough, there's so much pleasure in rewatching. I'm such a big proponent of it. We also have V saying, I found myself watching more of the trailer than the actual show. When the notification hits that the show is on and it appears on my watch list, I still don't pick them up. Is it just me? But yeah, definitely rewatch familiar series more.
This is like me adding things to the to watch list, all the new stuff that I think I'm going to like and never actually getting to it until I'm required to review it for Popcorn Culture. So I completely identify.
Sorry, can I just say, bless you for using the watch list function. I don't even do that.
It felt like an organizational thing to do, but clearly it's just a mockery at this point. LJ says, "Sad to hear How I Met Your Mother is leaving Netflix. I rewatch all the episodes at least once a year. I watch when I'm feeling sad, when I'm happy, and I'll keep rewatching until I found the one and then watch together as well." Oh, I love that. That's sweet.
That is such a sweet message. And I think it also speaks to the kind of attachment that so many of us have to these sitcoms. I can also think of very specific times in my life when I've first watched, second rewatch, third rewatch, and why it is that I felt compelled to return there, right? Whether or not it was just out of sheer boredom, whether I was stressed, whether I was feeling like I needed a pick-me-up. The Office has always been there for me. For better or for worse, Michael Scott is my spirit animal. So I don't know what that says about me, but still, you know, there is so something to that. And I think How I Met Your Mother, because it's a rom-com packed into a sitcom, has that effect.
How I Met Your Mother has moments that I think, you know, people of a particular generation identify with the lines and Barney's theories and all really, really in this like deep way. Munif says, "I wish Netflix would do the right thing and bring Malcolm in the Middle on board quick." I couldn't agree more. I used to love Malcolm in the Middle, and as of yet, I haven't found a platform that has the catalogue.
So they would have Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad.
Oh,
and then
no.
You would have Bryan Cranston.
I don't know how I would process that.
You would have Bryan Cranston in very different roles. Meanwhile, Desmond simply says, "Good stuff, regardless, old or new," which I suppose is the way to go. So on today on Twitter, we've been talking about how some fan favorites, some old fan favorites like Modern Family, like How I Met Your Mother, are leaving Netflix starting January next year. So we've been asking you, how do you feel about this? But also, what do you enjoy watching on streaming platforms? Is it the old stuff or the new stuff? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.